Hello, my friend. I'm back with an audio this week. Thank you all for being so kind last week about when I was with my friend Trisha on retreat. And it was actually so interesting. If you read or listened to what I sent last week, I got a lot out of listening to it again. And it this is not what I'm going to be talking to you about today, but I just wanted to say this again, that I think it's interesting that sometimes we think we need something new, right? We need something new to read or something new to listen to, when actually we can get so much out of things that we have around, right? You know, like it might be podcasts that we have or books that we've already read. In fact, I'm also rereading a book, and we're different people, right? So we're different people all the time, so we get different things out of it. So anyway, that was just a little prelude to say thank you to everyone for being so kind about that. And I want to start us off with a little bit of music. I don't know when this is from, maybe the 70s? It's a little bit of older music. And see if you can, those of you who are of my age, maybe will guess it right away. So this is The Who singing Who Are You? And the song came to my mind because of the topic I want to talk to you about today, which is something that I was on a Facebook Live earlier this week talking to someone who is also a coach, certified high-performance coach like I am. And there's a certain practice that we do that she and I were talking about, because it is the simplest practice in the world, but so amazingly helpful and so transformative, really. And so I think I'm just going to just tell you, and then we'll see where it goes. That was the only thing I knew I wanted to say to you, and I'll just see where this conversation takes us today. But basically, the reason I played Who Are You, which they said 14 times, Who Are You, is because it can be so important for us to take a pause in the mornings and just think about, who do we want to be? And it could be, you know, you could do this while you're taking a walk. You could do this while you're lying in bed before you get out of bed. You could do it when you're in the shower, when you're eating your breakfast. But really, just to go in your mind, go through some of the things that you have going on that day, and really think about, like, how do I want to show up? Particularly for maybe you're meeting a friend, or maybe you have a work call, or maybe you have a difficult conversation with somebody. And it can truly change the course of our day when we think about in advance who we want to be. So, you know, I'll give you an example is that today I had a group I was leading midday. And when I woke up in the morning, I visualized, I didn't know this is the kind of group, like I didn't know exactly who was going to be showing up. I just knew there was going to be a group. We were doing a conversation about a book that we'd all read. And I just really thought about, you know, like, oh, when people come on, you know, I want to make sure that I'm really present. So I want to be very prepared so that I have time to breathe and, you know, really get grounded. When people are coming on the call, I want to be available and smiling and welcoming and saying people's names and joking and adding some life. I want to be energized. I want to listen really well when people speak and make sure that I'm hearing them. You know, things like that. Like just kind of thinking in advance, who do I want to be? And that may sound like you may think, well, that's silly. You know, we are just who we are, or we just show up the way we are. But the truth of it is when we're intentional, when we're mindful about these sorts of things, it really does change it. And, you know, I think because most of us, it's like it's easy to get distracted. There's a lot of things or a lot of people in our lives or a lot of things we have to do, and we may forget. I mean, even something like what I said, I think what I said is making sure I was prepared in advance so that I wasn't rushing.
Like that is an important thing that really impacts our energy. You know, if you've ever met a friend for lunch and that friend, you know, they're 10 minutes late and they come running up and they're like, blah, 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 you know, they missed the bus and this and that. And it's a little bit disconnecting, you know. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying the difference between that and arriving someplace where you're meeting your friend and they're sitting there, maybe they're just calmly looking at the sky and smiling, and you walk up and they give you a big hug and they're like totally present. Oh my gosh, thanks so much for meeting me for lunch. I love seeing you, right? It's just a different quality of connection. And this is what we can be practicing again in all areas of our lives. It may be, you know, I mentioned a work call, or I mentioned, you know, someone in your family or a friend or someone that you know, but it may also be a way that you want to show up for yourself. You know, so another thing is, I was preparing today, I'm doing a workshop tomorrow. And so today I was preparing the materials. And when I thought about it this morning and I thought about, well, who do I want to be? I wanted to be someone who was excited and enthusiastic while I was doing the materials. I didn't want to be feeling like, oh, I got to pull these materials together, you know, blah, blah, blah. I wanted it to feel like the workshop, I'm sure, or I hope will feel. I'll do the same thing for the workshop, right? But it's a way of even saying to ourselves, this is how I want to show up for this. If you're going to go for your morning run, you know, what kind of attitude do you want to have? How do you want to feel? You know, what do you want to say to yourself? These things, I mean, this, I'm making you a whole voice note about this, but the truth of it is that this doesn't take very long at all in the mornings to do. And I just think that it is one of the best tools. Now, one of the things that my own mentor, Brendon Burchard, teaches, and as coaches who are trained by him, one of the practices that we do is we actually come up with three words. So if you were going to go, let's say you had a big meeting and you needed to negotiate your salary, you know, or something like that, you know, and you would think like, what are three words that I want to remember before I go into this meeting? You know, it might be, these are just off the top of my head, but it might be confident. It might be happy. You know, you might want to, you know, walk into that meeting being happy and confident and clear, or, you know, whatever the words are. It's been a long time since I've been in any kind of negotiation meeting, so that was a tough one for me. But, you know, let's say, again, let's go back to, let's say you're meeting your friend for lunch, and maybe you haven't seen your friend in a long time, and you're really so much looking forward to this. So maybe when you meet your friend, you want to be really energized and enthusiastic and caring, or you want to be loving. You want to be a good listener. So, you know, you want to be compassionate. You know, whatever fits the situation, think about it in advance and even write those words down. You know, if you keep a, whether you keep a digital or a paper schedule, note those words next to whatever that particular event is. And it really does have a big impact. So I'm going to play a little more of our music and see what else life drops in that wants to be said about this topic. Oh my gosh, it's a little bit rocking. Wow, I'm gonna skip to another Who Are You? It's really funny to hear this music, which I haven't heard for a gazillion years. It's so funny. Yeah, I think, you know, nothing new actually dropped in. So you know what we're gonna do? This is going to be an impromptu trusting the universe, because I said what I wanted to say, played you some music, and we might just want to just, you know, close out this call, but I want to give it a moment just to see. Yep, there it is. When I said I want to give it a moment just to see, I just felt myself like release, like just this sort of like, ah. And I realized, or what dropped in to say to you, is just to underscore the importance of giving ourselves a little space. And I mean that in the way of like giving yourself space in the morning to really consider what I've just said to you, you know, think about who you want to be in the day, but also to give yourself some space to let things drop in. You know, just to give yourself that space so that if maybe you're trying to, you know, think about, well, I don't know who I want to be in this meeting. Just take a couple breaths. Let it come to you. Trust. And I really love that that's what came up just now, because, you know, in a bigger sense, what I was talking to you about last week was a big space, right? It was creating a great big space to be on retreat with my friend. Now what we're talking about is a tiny little space. But wherever in our lives we can insert that sense of spaciousness, and you could call it like just sort of listening, deeply listening, whether you believe it's the higher consciousness, you believe it's a higher self, a divine, the creator, life, the universe, or as I like to say, I don't know who said this, but I love it, the great something, something. I wish I knew who said that. Anyway, the great something, something comes in and tells us exactly what we need and to trust that. So listen, I hope you'll try that this week. It sounds, again, you know, it sounds deceptively simple, which it is, but what you'll see when you start trying it out is how powerful it is and how much it really impacts your relationships. Oh, I forgot to say, one of the most important times to do this is also when you're walking into your home. If you're someone who goes off to work somewhere, or if you've been away, when you walk through your front door, make that doorway a trigger to remind yourself who you want to be. Because oftentimes we bring in the people that we love the best. You know, maybe we enter the room with the you know, I'm putting this in quotes, the quote unquote worst of us, right? And what is it like when we, you know, I've said this to you before, when we're intentionally elevating our relationships, we're intentionally being the people who are bringing a little bit more of that excited energy, or, you know, grateful energy. And please, this doesn't mean don't feel your feelings, don't express yourself. No, 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 no. But just if a choice is available, right? Like, I think there's plenty of times, like for me, I walk through that doorway and I realize like, oh, I'm really distracted. I could choose to be present. So like that. All right. Sending you lots of love. Thank you for being here. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your wonderful, beautiful heart. Thank you for being someone who really cares about your relationships and about yourself and about your life. I see you. I know who you are. And you mean the world to me, because it's you, like, that I get to have these conversations with. And I'm so grateful. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.